Chapter 8. An Explosion. Tony and Emma were alone in the living room for about 10 minutes. They could hear Mr. Johnson and Anna talking upstairs. Tony looked round the living room, trying to find a way to escape. Then he had an idea.
"My penknife!" he exclaimed. "It's in the back pocket of my trousers. I must try to get it."
Tony spent a few minutes trying to get his hand into his back pocket. It wasn't easy because of the rope, but in the end, he did it.
"Great," he said. "I've got the penknife."
And he started to move it against the rope. At that moment, Mr. Johnson and Anna came back into the living room. Anna went directly to the desk to finish putting the money into the bag. Mr. Johnson stopped near the two teenagers. He looked at Tony suspiciously.
"Hey, Mr. Johnson," Emma said, trying to distract his attention. "Why did you use Tony's library password and then send his mum a letter? Weren't you taking a risk?"
"Oh, that was a mistake," Mr. Johnson laughed. "We didn't know that Mrs. Baker was Tony's mother."
"And who was the inspector at Mrs. Baker's bookshop?" Emma asked.
Mr. Johnson smiled.
"It was me," he answered. "I had a false moustache, I made my hair grey, and I wore a suit."
Anna closed the money bag.
"We're ready,"
she announced.
"What are you going to do with us?" Tony asked.
"Well, you know about the money, and you also know our plans," Anna said. "So you see, Tony, we can't let you go."
Just then, Mr. Johnson saw Tony's arms moving behind the chair.
"What are you doing?" he asked.
He went to look and saw the penknife.
"Look what they've got,"
he exclaimed, taking the penknife and showing it to Anna.
"We haven't got time for this," Anna said impatiently. "What shall we do with them?"
Suddenly, there was a movement at the door and a voice said,
"Stop!"
They all turned. It was Ben Gibson, the man from the town hall. Anna and Mr. Johnson looked at each other. Then Anna took the money bag, Mr. Johnson pushed Ben out of the way, and they both ran from the room. Ben fell backwards. He got up again and tried to catch the two criminals, but he was too late. They ran from the house, jumped into the van, and left. Ben stood at the front door, pulled a gun from his belt, and shot at the van from a distance. A tire burst, and then another one. The van turned onto its side, and flames came out of the windows. Mr. Johnson and Anna crawled out of a window, and a few seconds later the van exploded. Banknotes flew in all directions. Mr. Johnson and Anna ran here and there trying to catch them, but the banknotes were burning and disintegrating in the air. At that moment, two police cars arrived with policemen inside. They got out and crouched behind their car doors, pointing their guns.
"Stop, or we'll shoot!"
they shouted. Mr. Johnson and Anna stopped. Immediately, two of the policemen ran and handcuffed the criminals. They pushed them into a police car, and the car drove away. The other police car waited, while Ben and a policeman returned to the two teenagers in the house.
"Are you okay?" Ben asked Tony and Emma while he cut their ropes.
Tony nodded.
"But how did you know where to find us?" he asked.
"I'm a secret agent in the police," Ben said. "I started working on the mysterious letters 3 months ago. When I saw you two at the town hall, I had a feeling there was a connection. Then the secretary didn't tell me about your visit to the office, and I was suspicious, so I started following her. I was hiding in the garden when you arrived. When you went inside, I looked through the living room window and saw everything."
"Well, I'm happy that it all ended well," Tony said with a smile.